He may be in England, but Kevin Shortsleeve has been thinking lately about Italy and its ancient, still growing tradition of stories.
One of the oldest and most influential Italian folktales is the legend of Cupid and Psyche, as told by the Roman philosopher Lucius Apuleius, who jotted the tale down in Latin in the 2nd century AD. The legend of Cupid and Psyche went on to inspire countless variations throughout the Middle Ages and well into the 20th century. But the tale had its greatest influence, perhaps, as the inspiration for another classic legend, Beauty and the Beast. Italy, in fact, is a land rich with fairy tales. In 1550, Gianfresco Straparola published Piacevoli Notti, or The Delightful Nights, in which is found another Italian original, Puss in Boots. And in 1634, Giambattista Bazilla published The Pentameron, a collection of tales that included traditional Italian versions of Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, and Snow White. While Italian fairy tales have been reprinted and reinvented time and again, original stories for children have not occurred with as much frequency. An exception, of course, is Carlo Collodi's invention in 1881 of Pinocchio, which in its original, pre-Disney version, was not quite so sentimental or cheerful, with Pinocchio suffering numerous tortures and even spending 4 months in prison. But with its fantastic array of fairies, sinister criminals, monsters, and magical transformations, Pinocchio is a story for the ages. As one critic notes, almost nothing else in children's literature equals Collodi's Pinocchio in wildness of invention. In the last 50 years, Italian historians have shown an increasing interest in the vast untapped reserves of the Italian fairy tale tradition. Today in Italy, folklorists are in fact racing to recover what remains of the numerous local legends and fairy tales that have yet to be documented there. Meanwhile, Italian children's book authors such as Beatrice Donghi, Bianco Pizziorno, and Roberto Piomini have also turned their attention to fairy tales, rewriting or contemporizing them by adding a bit of modern politics or gender twists to old classics. And in 1977, Luigi Malerba published his reinvention, Pinocchio in Boots, which, in some ways, is the ultimate modern Italian children's book. Here, Italy's most famous children's book character, Pinocchio, encounters one of the land's oldest fairy tale legends, Puss in Boots, and meets other well-known folktale personages along the way, such as Little Red Riding Hood and Cinderella, bringing the entire history of Italian children's stories into one grandissimo Italian potluck dinner block party of a book. Bellissimo!